So I want to talk a little bit today about the retreat and meditation and doing the sadhana. Because sometimes it happens after you've been doing the same sadhana for a while, especially in a retreat situation, that you begin to feel like you're just doing the same old thing all the time. You know, again and again, I know this prayer, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you get in a mental mode where you say, well, the sadhana is this recipe, and I've got to do it exactly like it says, do this here and that there, and Tara's scarves have to be wrapped around exactly the way they are in the painting and the same color as in the painting. Otherwise, I'm doing it wrong. You know? And we'll get into this kind of thing. And, you know, am I doing the sadhana right? Because I stop at this point and meditate for a while. Or, you know, so somehow our mind gets very rigid into a right way and a wrong way of doing the practice, you know? And then we start, you know, mentally, you know, in our practice. Like, I need some room here. But we're the one who's building the box, saying, you know, I can only do it like this. And this is what I find very nice when we have the retreats, when people come and different people lead the meditations, because people will really be creative and they'll really think of, you know, how to make this part of themselves and something real and meaningful, because they're presenting it to the group. And so they do that for their own practice, which helps them, instead of, you know, boxing themselves in. So I think in our meditation we have to have this feeling of, you know, making something our own and, you know, being able to adjust things and flow with it. I mean, if you start imagining green Tara as pink and, you know, and she's standing in a totally different position, you're going too far, okay? But in the sense of, you know, making the practice your own so it feels comfortable for you to do, okay? So I think we have to be on the lookout for this kind of rigid way of thinking, not only in our practice, but also how we live together too, you know, because we'll get into the things of, you know, well, this is the way we do it at Shravasti Abbey, folks. You know, and you put your fork here and you put your spoon there, and don't you dare put your fork on this side and your spoon on that side. You know? And we'll get into this very rigid state of mind that is on the lookout for how everybody else is not doing it right. And then also turns in and criticizes ourselves. You know? So it'll happen with regard to our meditation practice. Oh, I'm not doing the sadhana right, no wonder. And then in our life, you know, I'm not doing this right, and they're not doing it right either. And, you know, and then the mind just becomes so tight and so unhappy. And that's not what Dharma practice is about, is it? You know, if you want to be tight and unhappy, there's plenty of jobs out there that will assist you in doing it. You know? So we come here, we shouldn't assist ourselves or assist each other in becoming rigid, okay? There should be a certain amount of, you know, kind of flowing and give and take and humor in the whole thing, okay? So just remember this as you practice, as, you know, we live together in community. You know, there's certain kind of guidelines, but, you know, this isn't boot camp. Yeah? Sorry, Sergeant. Yeah. Once in a while she comes back from the Bahamas. Yeah. Okay. We gotta send her back to the Bahamas when she comes. Okay. So, you know, just in our own mind kind of relaxing, and, you know, you look at Tara or you look at Medicine Buddha, you know, and their mind's relaxed, isn't it? You know? And if you're visualizing Tara, and Tara, instead of like this, is like this. Then, you know, think about what you're doing. Okay? And so just, you know, breathe and take a walk and, you know, loosen up a bit, okay? Good.